Good morning, everyone. Today, our faculty member, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, is delivering his lecture on Classification Part 2, which is useful for MBA, MCOM, and other UGPG programs.
So, good morning, students. A fresh day and fresh topic, not today. We are continuing where we had left in our last session, as I had promised you, that we'll continue to discuss the second part of classification. By and large, I had covered the very important Pareto's law, or also known as always better control, ABC analysis, popularly known, and the very promise I had made you that we would also try to cover the other different classification systems being used by the industry. I had one very small query also today in the morning that, sir, what do you mean by the term BIN card? So, dear student, BIN card is a document maintained by the storekeeper to keep record of all items of materials and goods in their stores. It is basically a serving document, a serving card, serving the very purpose of providing ready references, showing quantities of each material received, issued and stock. So it is very useful for each material. Each receipt, each issue or return is recorded in the very BIN card, and balance is also shown after receipt and issuance. So that was the very brief clarification student wanted to ask about the BIN card. Now, I've been telling you, yesterday we covered a lot of things about the ABC, its practical application, how do we take up. Before I go to other classification systems, I must tell you that the very, very clear-cut objective of ABC, always better control, is to ensure vary the expenses associated with the maintaining appropriate control. Appropriate control over whom? Appropriate control according to the potential savings associated with proper level of such control. We can take a small example, you know. In an organization, there is an item having an inventory cost of rupees 10 lakhs, like cost of 10 steel sheets. Now, 10 steel sheets have an inventory cost of rupees 10 lakhs. So, definitely, we can understand that it has got much, much better potential for saving expenses related to maintaining inventories in an item just worth rupees 100 or 1000. So, a rupees 1000 item and compared to rupees 10 lakhs steel sheets, comprising 10 steel sheets, the approach is very clear. That is why yesterday I gave you A, B, C. Very clear observation was there about the classification when we clearly classified the class A item, class B item and class C items as per their relative control and routine controls. Even I explained the procedure for conducting and developing an ABC analysis, starting from each listing each item carried in inventory by number or some other designation, determining the annual volume of usage and rupee value of each item, multiply each item with its annual volume of usage by its rupee value, then computing each item's against the percentage of the total inventory in terms of annual usage, and do not forget to select the top 10% of items which have the highest rupee percentage and classify them A, then select the next 20% and then go on, and last step the next 70% of the items with the lowest rupee percentage, known also as C category items. Now we further move toward the other classification, and the very second classification system known as HML. HML. H denotes high, M denotes medium, L denotes low. High, medium, low usage. Here the very basis is formed on the basis of the, it's a unit value. Unit value, preferably in Indian case, it will be rupees. Unit value in terms of items, not considering annual consumption. HML method is as similar to the ABC analysis, which is also based on annual value of consumption. But the items should be listed in decreasing order of unit value, and management may really, as per situation, may fix limits for deciding the three categories HML. So it is again, the main use is to control purchase. Purchase patterns are very much controlled and observed in HML method. Then the second method, known as FSN, in some references you can call it FSND or FSN classification, where the you have to consider into account the distribution and handling issues or handling patterns of items from stores. So it is going to be formation of very basis of consumption pattern of the components. The main use of this FSND, in some, do not get confused at all, I am repeating, FSND, where F is known as fast moving, S is known as slow moving, N is known for non-moving, M-O-V-I-N-G, non-moving, and in additional literature, when the D, letter D is added, it becomes dead items. So the fast moving, slow moving, non-moving and dead items are being monitored here. And this is very handy kind of classification when the obsolescence is to be controlled. When the obsolescence is to be controlled, then this becomes a very important part of the classification system. Because there may be a change in technology. You know, we are, yesterday I did use the word, very important word I used in my lecture, that was word artificial intelligence. So technology is changing, and when technology is changing fast, then you cannot ignore the word IT or artificial intelligence is really a very hot word, buzzword. So the obsolescence threat is there. There may be change in technology or change in the specification, or an item is no longer even may be in use. That is also a threat due to the technology. So obsolete items are those which have become useless due to change in design, due to change in method of manufacturing products, or new processes or technological changes. That is why this FSN becomes very handy. So in such case, FSN classification is to be really taken up, and information has to be displayed prominently, enabling production managers, enabling the concerned marketing managers, or even the purchase managers to act accordingly in the best possible interest of the organization, of the company, and ensure that they do not create a lot of obsolete items. Because many of the slow and non-moving items always have the danger of being useless, becoming useless as the passage of time passes. So a well-designed production information system or materials information system has to be always devised to locate such obsolete items, so these can be utilized very fastly, and their further purchases can be immediately stopped. You know, obsolete items ka purchase ko stop karna hi padega. So that is why it's very important, known as FSN classification. Then we have another category which I must share with you, which we did not cover in first session, known as SDE classification. SDE classification is based on a lead time analysis and the availability of the particular classification items. Lead time analysis. It is based on lead time analysis, and generally the basis of this classification is problems, frequent problems which are faced in the procurement process. When frequent problems are faced in procurement process, then the SD is very important tool, and the production manager, materials manager in coordination have to undertake two uses: lead time, effective lead time analysis, LEAD, lead time analysis, and in evolve and do develop smart purchasing strategies. I've been telling about 5 R's. 5 R's, you know, right time, right quality, right sourcing. So all these things, 5 R's will come in case of the SDE. Because S would be, in this case, scarce, S-C-A-R-C-E, scarce, longer lead time, imported items. D, difficult, long lead time, indigenous items. And E denotes easy, E-A-S-Y, easy, reasonably lead time. So S, scarce, S-C-A-R-C-E, D, difficult, E, easy. If an item is scarce, see, this part is very important to, you know, you should listen it very carefully. If an item is scarce and in A category, the normal procedure cannot be applied for the stocking. So these items can be further imported items, purchases them once in a year. Once in a year is their purchases to avoid unnecessary overhead cost. Then not easily available in the market. So sourcing development is also imperative. And C becomes very difficult to manufacture. Hence, here you have to be very smart that orders need to be placed several months in advance. So proper care and proper treatment of such items is required, so that becomes scarce, difficult and easy. Now, dear students, after understanding SDE, we can go to the golf. It's not playing the golf, you know, we are not playing golf, but the golf, G-O-L-F, G-O-L-F, golf classification, where G stands for government, O stands for ordinary, O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y, L stands for local, and F stands for foreign. So here, imported items are normally procured through government organizations. Government companies, government channels, such as MMTC or IDPL or SAIL. So special procedures must be followed for procuring such items, since ordinary procedures of inventory control may not be that effective or may not be working effectively. So similarly, items that are available within the country should be treated differently. And if they are available in local markets, with respect to their availability at a distant town or a remote place, then this can be called specially manufactured. So G-O-L-F, golf. The source of the material is very important, and procurement strategies need to be very carefully designed so that there is no overlapping, and as per the given importance of the golf standing, segregation of materials is done. That is very important, known as G-O-L-F, golf. From golf, now we go to VED, or VED, VAD, VED, VAD. V stands for vital, E stands for essential, and D stands for desirable. Now, dear students, what is very unique about this VED, VAD analysis? And I think in today's environmental condition, where we have been facing epidemic conditions and the health conditions in talk, the VED classification is purely based on the critical nature of items. Critical nature of item, a criticality of the component becomes very, very important. Where V stands for vital, E stands for essential, and D for desirable. So this is kind of classification is mostly applicable to spare parts of equipment, as they do not follow a predictable demand patterns over the industry. Houses. For V category of items, large stock are necessary. For D items, large stocks are not maintained, especially if this item happens to be in the category A or B. So V vital, items without which the activities will come to a halt. Yahan par example kya lenge hum log? You know, steroid preparations, endoline injections. You know, this kind of items are vital. You know, oxygen cylinder in a hospital, kya ban gaya ye? Vital. In ICU unit, you require oxygen cylinders. So is it not a vital item? It is very vital item. So activities will come to a halt. Then we go to category E, items which are likely to cause disruption of normal activity. You know, transfusion fluids are not available in the laboratories or in the blanks or in hospital care services or in emergencies, hospitals which are likely to cause disruption of the normal activities to a huge extent, to a great extent, becomes essential. And D denotes desirable, where in the absence of such items, still the company or organizational work will not be affected. So we can always say that VED has got its all standalone importance, and as a good materials manager, the stocking levels of such items need to be always well monitored and controlled carefully. Then students, another important part comes as SOS, SOS classification. SOS classification is another category of classification where the there are two broad categories are there, seasonal and off-seasonal. Here the nature of supplier becomes very important basis. Some items are seasonal in nature, for example, umbrella, raincoat, cooler, air conditioners, room heaters. So they require, such items require special purchasing consideration, special purchasing monitoring and effective stocking strategies. And that is why EOQ, economic order quantity formula, cannot be applied easily in these cases. So inventories at the time of procurement will be extremely high considering the SOS classification. Because agriculture products, like country like India, which is mainly agrarian economy, to ensure that proper procurement or holding strategies are applied for seasonal items, so agriculture products are the best example falling in this category of seasonal and off-seasonal. Then students, last but not the least classification, which is known as the XYZ classification. XYZ classification, it is based on the value of stock and the value of items in the storage at a given point of time. So it is based on the total value of the inventory stored. If values are high, special efforts need to be maintained to reduce the level, and this exercise can be done once in a year or sometimes in rare cases hardly twice in a year. They're calling it XYZ analysis, where the corporate practices are undertaken so that this can be sometimes the according to industry exports, X category items forms to 90 to 95%, Y category sometimes just can understand, and likewise Z item category items. So it is like, you know, sometimes we can have combination of ABC with vis-a-vis to VED and vis-a-vis to XYZ. So Z category would be always falling into the category like category C, and in case of category D, again the Z will come, while the Y would fall into the E category column under as per the VED analysis. And that is why it becomes very interesting for us that how do you manage your XYZ to review the inventories and their uses as per scheduled intervals is very important. I repeat, very important term here, that these kind of XYZ are to be done to review the inventories and their use as per scheduled intervals. So all these classification techniques are primarily used to focus management attention, top management attention, in deciding the degree of control necessary for different items to be maintained in the inventory. So always see that companies cannot ignore this kind of classification. And the basic difference between the ABC classification and the XYZ classification is simply as good that it is based on the inventory in stock rather than usage. So sometimes, according to the materials experts, similar types of classifications are the XYZ classifications, VED classification and the HML classification. So never ignore in mind the current business environment, customer demand patterns or the material costs incurred, material items urgency, and this is in turn called the materials planning and proper materials scheduling. So dear students, as a good student of professional program, you must be very, very careful in understanding that the what do you mean by the concept of reordering point. But before I go to reordering point, it is my duty that first of all I must define a very small term known as lead time. Generally, we often speak the word lead time. Yesterday also in my lecture, I covered the lead time. So what is lead time? L-E-A-D, lead time. It is the time lapse, L-A-P-A-S-E. It is the time lapse between placement of an order and receipt of items, including their approval by quality control department. So there can be various kind of reasons for the lead time. It could be internal reasons, it could be external reasons, you know, it could be sometimes internal and external combination, because sometimes the internal reason like raising of purchase requisition, tendering, quotation, tenders receipt, then there is scrutiny, approval, placement of order, ye sab kahan par hoga? Internal level pe, within the organization. Then as far as external, supplier making goods ready, then the transportation, clearing and forwarding works to be done. Now another word very important is known as stock outs. S-T-O-C-K, stock outs. S-T-O-C-K-O-U-T-S, stock outs. Kya hota hai stock out? Stock out means running out of stock, very dangerous position. And this may lead to back orders. In some situations, even back orders are not economically justified, since no inventory is involved, but sometimes these are justified. So examples we can always find that companies can not see that how to handle the reserve stock of gas cylinders, how to handle the spare parts of reverse wheel of the scooter or the reverse cylinder in case of the, so there can be always its own valid reasons for lead time. But there are two causes of stock outs. Sometimes again external causes like labor problem, vendors factory mein koi kaam nahi ho raha hai, vendors ki factory mein kuch labor problems hai, faulty selection of transportation mode, roads may be damaged or rail tracks are not responding, so change in market situations, sometimes strikes, fire, sudden fires or floods taking place. So the internal reasons are different: faulty internal planning, poor control, improper record keeping and shortage of funds with poor follow-up can also be known as the very reason of the stock outs. And there are few implications also. Stock out hone ki sthiti mein kya kya nuksan hoga? Number one, very important reason, implication, loss of sales, L-O-S-S, loss of sales, loss of customers base, loss of goodwill. Yes, corporate goodwill is immediately hurt. Loss of image, loss of morale to the employees, and sometimes you may be in so dire need that you can go for emergency purchases at a very higher cost. So always necessary to maintain adequate, very important word I am using now, to maintain adequate buffer stocks. In my classes of production, I have been telling you, never forget to maintain buffer stocks in the organizations. Now, another term to buffer stock is, as I am just sharing the word buffer stock, never forget the same term known as safety stock. It is an ideal quantity of materials which is to be always maintained, never forget. Of course, it is in emergency conditions, but this stock is maintained as an ideal quantity of materials always to be maintained. It is a tied-up capital. Isme kuch log kehte bhi hain ki aapki poonji kya ho gayi, tied-up ho gayi. But efforts must be there that at lowest level consistency, this kind of stocks can be maintained. So this is the safety stocks are sometimes defined in a very different manner. In some differences, it is a difference between the reordering level quantity and the average lead time. But they have got few advantages. Emergency customer service can be always ensured. Uncertain consumption and fluctuating demand patterns can be always handled. And discrepancies or errors in the sales forecast can be immediately absorbed. Safety stocks also help you in the continuation of production to a definite extent, even after the lead time period is lapsing. So these were the advantages of keeping safety stock. Now, Before covering these terms, I used one word, reordering point. So let us not forget to see that how it is defined. Reordering point is the time to initiate a purchase order. If it is not properly done, inventory levels in the organization may exhaust up, and even reserve stock will be immediately utilized before the new items come into the organization or they are procured. So before the procurement of new items, you have to see that even reserve stock can be utilized. So it is that time period when you initiate a purchase order known as reordering point. So dear students, I have used discussed with you almost a very important category of the classification patterns. Now sometimes we have another important term known as how you are going to handle the concept of EOQ. EOQ method equation is always considering two set of events: procurement costs and carrying costs. An EOQ model, economic order quantity model, they can be very important as far as their importance is concerned, because obsolescence may be increased due to long storage periods. So economic lot size formula is always preferably used to take two decisions: how much of items to buy at a time and when should these items be made immediately available for the production. So EOQ quantities may not balance with the quantities of all items needed at lot size, and that is why a technique called limit, LIMIT, lot size inventory management interpolation technique, is also used when setup cost becoming very important factor. So the EOQ model provides a level of inventory at which the combined cost of procurement and carrying inventory are minimum. That is the very ideal conditions. Now two sets of cost are very important: procurement cost and the carrying cost. So all EOQ models provide a level of inventory at which the combined cost of procuring and carrying inventories are minimum, and total inventory cost has got a simple formula: TIC is equal to procurement cost plus carrying cost. So dear students, all in all, I have been explaining you all these concepts, and let us not forget why EOQ is important. It is not possible to keep all thousands of items in the inventory. So it would be always a very, very, very costly and expensive condition. So that is why too much cash may be tied up when you purchase excessively high inventories. So investment opportunities cannot be made in productive areas. That is why EOQ methods is employed to avoid all kind of implications. So with this, I think I have been covering you or most of the part of the classification. And I have tried my best that how easily you can understand the kind of different concepts involved in this different kind of purchase levels, and also helping you that the closer and strict control is required. Probably all methods are classification are very important, where the each method has got its own sets of advantages and inbuilt disadvantages also. But as far as EOQ is concerned, this technique is used to find out how much of the inventory is to be ordered at a time. So the correct quantity to buy is the quantity at which the ordering cost and the inventory carrying cost will be minimum. So that is why very perpetual inventory systems are to be maintained, which can always help organization in determining the right level of customer service, right level of customer service, and never, never, never ignoring balance of supply and demand pattern. But at the same time, companies cannot ignore these key terms I have been explaining with you and telling you that sometimes the classification like SDE classification, then the classification like VED classification, they can create some kind of overlapping. So as a smart student of a professional program, you should always see that how effectively you are able to handle these types of this type of classification in a very easily understandable matter, because modern materials management cannot ignore this kind of classification concepts. How effectively you handle this classification, because the days of inventories are very important, then the elementary idea about all these kinds of key terms is also required. And as a good production manager, materials manager, you cannot ignore the concept of even the safety stock levels, because uncertain consumption patterns are always there. So uncertainty in the market environment, uncertainty into the existing environmental conditions, can always see that how effectively materials manager can handle these kind of environmental conditions. Because the terms I used with you are very important, and arrangement of these ABC, XYZ, FSN, all would be required at all levels of the decision making. So, dear students, before I conclude today's audio lecture, one term I had referred in my earlier lecture was the MRO inventories. So one of the queries came regarding, sir, what is the full form of MRO? It means maintenance, repairs and operating supplies. So sometimes in the organization, parts or sometimes sub-assemblies are required for the helping final assembly of the end products. So there you need assembly arrangements need to be made for final packing the bulk tablets or bulk kinds of drugs or bulk kinds of finished goods. So then it becomes the MRO inventories. So these are maintained in working condition by such kind of providence of maintenance, repairs and operating supplies. So it is called as MRO. I hope yesterday I had given you work in progress. Also I explained you WIP, the term I referred to, where these are kind of the materials, components on which work is to be done further, and these are semi-finished goods which are always under the work in progress. And I think everybody knows what is the meaning of finished goods. So with this I can conclude today's our audio session on the classification part 2. I hope you must have enjoyed today's very informative session, and it would definitely help you in getting new insights of the classification. And you can always raise your queries, doubts to me. You got my contact details with you. Now, one thing you also ensure at your end, that keep studying the latest updates, keep watching our university websites also for your latest updates. And in that case, you can always be benefited for more recent developments in our paper. So far, I have already covered your topics of the thermics. I covered waste management, total quality management, TPM, and the work sampling, work measurement, oil. All topics have been duly covered by me, including the scrap disposal and etc. So with this, I can say now goodbye to you. Stay healthy, stay safe. From Dr. Mehta.